Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to be back with you again. Amen. And this, our 2019 theme, taking another 2020. Wow, I went to 2019. I'm sorry. Taking another look, 2020. Glory to God. Amen. I just want to call your attention again to the book of James. That is where we are studying from. Amen. We're going to finish it up on today. And we are taking another look at the wisdom that is from above, that is written by the author James in chapter 3. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and praise, Lord God, for all of the things that you have done already. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace that you've given each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, that you have made ways out of no ways. You have rescued us, Lord, out of dire straits and out of dire situations that we didn't even realize going in, that we were in such danger, such peril, and you brought us out safely, Lord God. You are our hero. You are our help. You are our strength. You are our provider. You are our hope. You are our faith. You are our God, and we glorify your name, Lord Jesus, on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord God, that is given to us, Lord Jesus, that we might know who you are and who we are and how we ought to stand while we are in this place in the earth at this particular point in time, standing in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you might bring us up and bring us out and transition us in peace. We want to know how to walk in your presence. We want to know the ways of salvation. So we submit ourselves unto you, Lord God. We submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit that you might teach us, oh, Lord God, all of your ways, Lord God. We've gotten enough of the ways of the world, enough of the ways of the enemy, enough of all of that, Lord. Now we're standing, Lord Jesus, on the promises that you have set forth for us. Amen. Your promises letting us know that we were chosen and elect. We were saved and redeemed. We were blessed. And we are healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, bless, heal, and deliver on tonight, Lord God. Whatever the need is, you know and you see all those that are listening. Oh, Lord God, you see them in particular, wherever they are, in the place that they're sitting or standing or lying. Lord, you see exactly what their posture is, both spiritually and naturally so. Oh, Lord God, and I'm lifting them up into your presence, Lord God. And I'm asking, Lord, that you meet every need. Give them peace. Give them salvation. Give them healing. Give them hope, Lord God. Oh, Lord, give them you. Lord, you said if we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh to us. Well, here we are, Lord, standing in your presence, giving you glory for all that you are, and waiting for you, Lord God, to instruct us in our next. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory. We give you glory, oh God. Oh, God, that is in control of all things, our sovereign God. We give you glory, praise, and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We are again in the book of James, and I just needed to recap a little bit as we're going into these verses because we're going to do a little bit of comparing and contrasting. And I will even go over that definition shortly. Glory to God. Amen. I want to, before we even read the scriptures that we're going to next, amen, we're actually at verses 17 and 18, which ends up this particular book. I think it does. Yeah. So that is where we are. Amen. But I need to go back and recap from our last lesson. And I'm going to start at 14. And it said, but if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. I'm thinking maybe I need to start up a little bit further. Let's start here. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. Amen. I want to start there because we didn't really go over this wisdom that it's referring to, the wisdom that descends not from above, because we're going to compare and contrast the wisdom that descends not from above and that wisdom that is from above. So we're talking about the wisdom that's not from above and the wisdom that is from above. Amen. That comes forth from the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Amen. That wisdom that descendeth not from above, this is verse 15 of the third chapter of James, is earthly. And the word earthly, amen, is apigaya, and it means earthly or terrestrial, distinction not existing in heaven. That's why it's distinctive. This is the distinctive as an earthly. It doesn't exist in heaven. So this kind of wisdom that descends not from above, it doesn't even exist in heaven. So the word sensual, suhigas, it means it is governed by and subject to our lower or base appetites or passions, natures that are of a bestial more nature. And devilish, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Amen. That word devilish is daimonioda, and it means resembling or proceeding from an evil spirit, demon-like. It means this wisdom that descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish, comes directly from the enemy, comes from Satan himself. For where envying and strife is, because this wisdom actually causes those things, envying and strife. So where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. And it is so important that the people of God understand the distinction between the wisdom that comes forth from God and the wisdom that comes forth from the devil, which is not wisdom at all. Amen. It's not wise at all. Glory to God. Amen. But this is what the word of God says. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. The wisdom that is from above, amen, it's the author is speaking, glory to God. Here is where we see the compare and contrast, as we compare and contrast the wisdom that descendeth not from above and that is coming from above. Amen. We're doing that compare and contrast right now. I hope you're catching it. Hope you have your utensils out. If you don't, please grab them quickly, and you can always go back to the archive to listen to this broadcast from the top. Glory to God. So regarding wisdom that is from the enemy and that is from God and the fruit of each. So the fruit of the wisdom that is not from above, it is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Amen. It is distinct from that is heaven. It's that earthly, remember, is terrestrial or distinct. The distinction is that it does not exist in heaven. So this kind of wisdom does not exist in heaven. And it actually comes forth through our baser instinct. Amen. It actually comes forth through sin, through those sinful appetites and passions. And those are directly attributed to the spirit of the enemy. Amen. So just want to give you a definition of compare and contrast. It simply means noting what is the same and different about a matter. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Wisdom that comes from above, it's coming from a heavenly place, directly from God, by the Holy Ghost. Amen. The word is anothen, and it means it's from a higher place, or things that come from God. Anothen means from a higher place, are things that come from God. That is that wisdom that comes from above. Amen. And it is pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, full of good fruits, full of, I mean, it is without partiality and without hypocrisy. The word pure, amen, is the Greek. I'm giving you all Greek the Greek words, amen, that these were translated into English from as we go forward here. The word pure is man, and it means true, certain, or sure. The word peaceable is erenikas. Erenikas is erenikas, and it means salutary, beneficial, or healthy. Pacific, which is conciliatory, it means it brings forth peace or a calming effect. Gentle, remember we're talking about the wisdom that comes from above. It is gentle, and that word is a P-I-K, and it means equitable, fair, mild, patient. Easily entreated is eupithes, and it means compliant or easily obeys. Excuse me. Mercy, that word is eleos, and it refers to kindness and compassion. Good fruits, though this is two words, and it's agathos, which means useful, pleasant, or honorable, and karpas. Yeah, karpas. And it means the fruit here that which originates from something, an effect or a result, as in a work or an act or a deed. Thus, good fruit could be equal to useful acts or honorable deeds. Without partiality, we're still talking about that wisdom that comes from above. It is without partiality. And that word is a diakritos. And it means without dubiousness, ambiguity, or uncertainty. Without dubiousness, ambiguity, or uncertainty. Amen. That wisdom, we're still talking about the wisdom that is from above. It is without hypocrisy. And that word is anupakretas. And it means unfeigned, undisguised, sincere. So that wisdom that comes directly from God is true, it is healthy, it is fair, it easily obeys, it is compassionate, it results in honorable acts, it is not dubious, and it is sincere. Glory to God. By contrast, the wisdom in verse 15 that is not from God at all, it is terrestrial, amen, it does not exist in heaven. It comes forth through our base sinful appetites and passions, and it emanates directly from Satan himself, the one whose only objective is to kill, steal, and destroy all of humanity. Amen. They want to kill, steal, and destroy everything that God has created, every man, woman, and child that God has created. This wisdom brings death, whereas the wisdom that is from above, it brings life and peace. It brings hope and strengthens faith. It brings salvation. And this chapter ends with this verse, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. The fruit of righteousness. That Greek word here is dikaiosune, and it refers to conditions that are acceptable to God, integrity, virtue, purity of life, correctness of thought, feeling, action. And it also refers to justification, as in those who have been made right through the blood of Jesus Christ and have received in themselves the gift of salvation. And the Holy Spirit is on the inside leading and guiding and ushering us, amen, into the presence of the Father. Glory to God. We then consciously sow peace through the righteousness of Christ that is in us, past the objections of the enemy who is constantly trying to destroy us, and the peace that is in us through the Lord. Proverbs 4:7 tells us wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. James, the author of this book, we are taking another look at says, if any lack wisdom, ask the Lord and he will give it liberally, generously, and he won't withhold it from us. Amen. The wisdom that is from above, the wisdom that is from above, the wisdom that is from above. Glory to God. It is pure, it is peaceable, it is gentle, it is easy to be entreated, full of mercy, full of good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Amen. It is, amen, the righteousness of God, amen, coming forth from the Spirit of God that is within us. Amen. In Galatians, amen, the word lets us know what the fruits of the Spirit is. Amen. And if we look at this, amen, we see that these are coming forth from that fruit of the Spirit. Amen. It is coming directly from the Spirit of God that is in us. Glory to God. That's why we have to watch our tongue, watch our mouth, watch the things that come out of our mouth. Amen. Words of wisdom ought to come forth out of the ones that know God. Amen. We have to keep in mind that James was not talking to sinners. He was talking to those of the church, those of the diaspora. He was talking to those, amen, that was scattered, and those in Jerusalem that was still there. He was speaking to them, those that have received Jesus as their Savior. He was speaking to them, because from time to time we have to take another look at the Word of God and take a look at where we are in the Word. Is this me? Do I look like what this Word says? Is this wisdom from above, what is coming forth out of my life? And if it's not, amen, we do what the Word tells us to do. We confess our sins, amen. And the Lord is faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Glory to God. He knows that we'll have missteps. He knows, because his Word lets us know. Paul said, mortify your flesh daily. We have to do this daily. We should be taking another look at the Word of God daily to see if my life looks like it does on these pages. Amen. This is a living word, and the Word of God comes alive in us as we let it. Glory to God. As we get closer to the Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, draw us nearer to you, Lord God, because the closer we get, the better we become. Glory to God. And we'll look more and more like this every day. Hallelujah. Amen. That is all I have for you today. Amen. Taking another look, 2020, the wisdom from above, James chapter 3. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm praying that the Lord, that you, amen, will draw near to the Lord. And he will, like his word says, draw near to you. He will show you those things that are not right, and he will correct them. Amen. As you lean in and obey his Spirit, he will bring cleansing. He will redeem you. He will give you that you lack. Amen. Any of us that are lacking wisdom, let us ask the Lord. Amen. And he will give it liberally without holding back. He will pour it out on top of us. Amen. So that we can live according to the word that is written. Amen. The Lord knew that we would need him to do this. We are traveling through a place where evil is all around us. Everywhere we go, we can't escape it. The devil wants to destroy us. He wants to kill, to steal, and destroy. Amen. But the Lord has given us power, his power, to be able to stand on the truth, to stand on the principles of righteousness and holiness. Amen. He's not asking us to do this on our own. He is with us. So just like the word that the Lord gave to Joshua, be strong and courageous, knowing, amen, don't fear, amen, and don't be dismayed, knowing that the Lord is with us wherever we go. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen.